I'm Rona Tarrant. A man has been arrested after three people were killed and five wounded in a shooting on a tram in the Dutch city of Utrecht. Gökmen Tanas, a 37-year-old born in Turkey, was found several hours after the attack in a building about 2 miles from the scene. Police raided several properties and arrested two others in connection with the incident. Authorities said the attacker's motive was unclear. French Cardinal Philippe Barbarin of Lyon has met Pope Francis to hand in his resignation after he was convicted of covering up sexual abuse committed by a priest. The Vatican confirmed the meeting took place but gave no details. The Cardinal's lawyers have filed an appeal of the conviction, which was handed down earlier this month by a French court. The court found the Cardinal guilty of covering up abuse by Father Bernard Prégnat. The Cardinal was given a 6-month suspended sentence. Australia's bishops have called for a significant increase in the national minimum wage to support low-paid Australians and their families. The bishop said Australia's labour regulator, the Fair Work Commission, has failed to provide reasonable support for wage-dependent families who don't have a decent standard of living. The conference said the value of the minimum wage relative to national wage levels has decreased significantly over the past 2 decades. As the process to implement a peace accord in South Sudan continues, Pope Francis has met with South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and expressed the hope that he'd be able to visit the country. During the meeting in the Papal Library, the Vatican said the Pope and President discussed the implementation of the peace agreement and the return of refugees and displaced people. A civil war broke out in South Sudan in 2013. Tens of thousands of people have died in the past year and millions have been displaced. The annual Catholic Relief Services collection will be held in many dioceses across the country on Sunday, March 31st. The collection supports the work of several Catholic organisations. Programmes include relief and resettlement for victims of war, persecution and natural disasters, and development projects for people in poverty, as well as legal support for immigrants in the US. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.